This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. It's the last day of February, so if you've been wondering when this month's installation of the new music roundup would drop, wait no more, we've got it right here for you. For those hearing this monthly St. Louis on the Air segment for the first time, the New Music Roundup focuses on recent releases by artists representing a range of genres who are either based in or from St. Louis. Let's get into this month's picks, and here to do that with us, we have WSIE The Sound host, Tracy J. Shanklin. Tracy, welcome to the Music Roundup.
Hooty-hoo, hallelujah!
And as always, we have St. Louis on the Air producer, Maya Norfleet.
Yes, hello.
And as a quick reminder, everything we're about to hear has already been added to our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air, New Music Roundup. So let's start with our first pick. This is one, Maya, that you chose. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, so my first selection for this month is Lydia Caesar and her song, St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is actually a song that she's had for a while, but she re-released it with a more upbeat tempo. And it's all about love, you know? We just had Valentine's Day. She talks about how she met her husband, who is a St. Louis, and she's originally from New York. And she's just thanking St. Louis for all the love. Mm-hmm. So this is Lydia Caesar's St. Louis.
On a summer night, I knew that moment would change my life. I fell in love with the way that he said, baby, baby. He told me that he had traveled from far away. Listen, we hung out.
And that is Lydia Caesar with St. Louis. What are your thoughts on this song, Tracy?
I'm a little upset about it, to be honest, because I am living and working in St. Louis, and she comes from New York and finds a St. Louis man that she can sing about. Yeah, you know. But besides the personal part, it's a great song. And, you know, I didn't know until now that she was from New York because it has a very Southern soul sound to it.
Right.
So I love it. I just love it.
So let's move on to the next pick. And this next song is one, Tracy, that you chose. And as I was listening to it, I was thinking, this song screams sample me. Like, this is music that you would find on vinyl. So let's listen to it a little bit and tell us afterward what it is that that so appeals to you. This is Scooter Braun and Mars.
Thank you.
And that is Mars by Scooter Braun. Tracy, tell us about this.
So first of all, Scooter Braun is from East St. Louis, and I think it's absolutely wonderful. Mars, M-A-R-S, it stands for My Atmosphere of Refuge and Safety.
Okay.
Now, I like to listen to music with my eyes closed, so this song for me is very visually intriguing because when I close my eyes, I get imagery of me being in Lake St. Louis on the yacht, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, or I'm thinking, how many instruments are actually playing in this? Because it seems like, is there a DJ in there? Like you were saying, Elaine, it could be sampled. So I'm wondering if there's a DJ, and I can't wait to see him perform this live.
One of the things I think about this, what you've talked about, is not knowing, you know, who's part of the music. And Maya, this next one that you are going to introduce, it does feature a couple of people.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
So this pick actually comes from Asia Mobley. She is the founder of Rare Radar, which is an urban pop culture media company. She started back in 2016. I reached out to her to ask, you know, what type of music you want to listen to? Because she listens to a lot of stuff. She's tapped in, especially with hip-hop and R&B and soul music. So she picked Sir Eddie C featuring BB the Neo Soul. This song is called Beeper. And I just asked Asia what stood out to her about this track.
BB and Sir, like, they really complement each other, and it just shows, like, his versatility. Of course, he's a rapper, but he can really flow, like, on the melodies as well. So it just sticks out to me, something I can listen to while I'm getting ready. If you like Tyler, the Creator, you'll like Sir Eddie C. I don't know. As far as his rollouts and just how he carries himself as an artist, he has a certain type of confidence that speaks through, like, everything that he does. So I think I was just randomly talking about that with, like, my team, and they were saying, like, yeah, he's, like, the St. Louis version of Tyler, the Creator.
Give a f- ooh, go and turn this up, go deeper. Ooh, wow, 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 buzzing like a big bird. The big bird. Ooh. I don't care how they did it, I'ma get it right, right. Eddie, that every night, this vibe is all black, beret hats like way back, pulling up at the state cap with that rap. That mean the power in the yard, the Jordan's the yard, if you keep it score. Watch me slap the boys like Assembly John Kennedy. How we drive slow through the city with no Hennessy. Get me? No Henny, that mean no shots. Even when the top back like tip, we on top. But for this bop, we going deeper than four knots. Ooh, deep and deeper. Oh yeah, you hit the spot. You up in the building, show me what you got. You can keep your head down, this ain't Tupac. New positions, baby, this Sir Sutra. Hold up, Sir Deuce, yeah, I'm hard.
And that is Sir Eddie C featuring BB the Neo Soul with Beeper. So this song did take me back to maybe like the early 2000s. So it's a bit of a journey, right? And the next song that you have chosen, Tracy, I think is, it is certainly more somber. It is reflective. And I think it is kind of a journey taker as well, in a different way. Tell us about this song, Remembering Jean.
I can't speak to what the actual song is about, like who Jean is to that, but I can tell you the musicians in that, specifically Pita Williams. To me, Pita Williams is a musical savant, virtuoso. To see him and hear him play the piano is just amazing. The other musicians, Kendrick Smith, also Pita Williams, Maurice Carnes, and Bernard Terry. They're all musicians in and around town that when other national, international musicians, they come in and they grab these guys. You see them at Jazz St. Louis, the bistro there, and it's just wonderful. So the way that Bernard Terry on the bass, he's just strumming it. It's just so sound and rich, so sound. And then with Kendrick Smith on the bass clarinet, it's so smooth with it. Oh my goodness. And then when you hear Pita Williams tickling those keys, And Maurice Carnes on the drums. Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough to say about it, but it's very reflective and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And let's hear a bit of that. This is Remembering Jean with a number of instrumentalists from around town.
Yes.
Remembering Jean. And that is Remembering Jean by Maurice Carnes, Kendrick Smith, Bernard Terry, and Pita Williams. They don't have a name for their group yet.
But they should. They really should.
So Tracy, before we leave this song for the next one, you were talking about using your imagination, you know, closing your eyes and listening to a song. What does this bring up for you when you listen to it in that way?
Honestly, I think it's a Spike Lee joint.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I feel like Mo Better Blues when I see that. I see him in the living room, that scene where he's surrounded by all these albums and the music sheets. That's honestly what I see.
Yeah. Do you see something similar?
Yes. Like, I love that you see and feel where when you're listening to music, because I've said before, sometimes I listen to music as my own personal, like, movie soundtrack, where I'm just bopping through life. And yeah, I would just totally be, I can see myself watering my plants in my living room.
I actually wrote that it has a soundtrack feel to it. So I think we're all in concert.
Hey.
No pun really intended. So let's move on to something with a different feel. This is another one that was chosen by Asia Mobley.
Yes.
Maya, give us a little bit of background on this.
Yeah, so Asia's next pick is by Ryan Trey. The song is called Double Time. And I asked Asia to just share with me how she got hip to Ryan Trey and his music.
From Ryan Trey, we have Double Time. Again, another St. Louis favorite. Every time he drops, I just kind of tune into what he does. To be honest, it was no particular reason why I picked this song. Again, like, he's just somebody who I always listen to. I had got a chance to meet him in person at the block party at the St. Louis SC Stadium last year. And we got a chance to interview him. And he's just, like, such a humbling spirit. Like, and I actually be tuned into what he do on TikTok. He actually does, like, Bible study. So, I don't know. He's just interested in me. And I'm always tuned in to see if he, like, incorporates that into his music. He's definitely one of those hidden gems in St. Louis. People don't know he's from here.
Hoping one day that you come running in and make me smile again. Oh no. Hoping that day that you come running in and maybe try again. Oh no. My baby, too close. My baby, cold hearted, you still crazy. You smart, but you still crazy. I'm on it, still honest. I'm out there, we're divided. I'm working double time, and I need you all the time. Yeah. Crazy how things went left. Same way you went and switched. Same way your thoughts get altered. These things just don't make sense. You try to cleanse your soul. You burning up incense. And I make songs like this. Oh, my baby, too close. My baby, cold hearted, you still crazy. You smart, but you still crazy. I'm on it, still honest. I'm out there, we're divided. I'm working double time, and I need you all the time.
Yeah. Girl, and that's Ryan Trey with Double Time. Maya, were you familiar with this hidden gem Asia chose?
No. That's why I love doing this segment, because I've learned about so many. I like to think I know a thing or two, and then I'm like, oh, I've never heard of this guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a bop. And now it's in my favorite songs on Spotify. Mm-hmm.
Is this the feel of what you typically listen to, Tracy?
Not at all.
Okay.
Because actually it's aging me, but it keeps me young listening to new music. And I love that he goes to Bible study.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And it's just, it's very easy to listen to.
Yes.
Again, I listen to a lot of music in the car. Mm-hmm. And as it's getting nicer outside, I'm thinking about all of the windows open and hopefully not getting allergy. Mm-hmm. Just coming along
just
with
vibing
it.
Vibing, and it's beautiful outside, yeah. And Ryan Trey bumping. Mm-hmm.
So, Tracy, what is it that you typically gravitate to with the music you
Honestly, choose? I like music that doesn't have a lot of singing in it anymore.
Mm.
Because it clouds my thought, and I'm more thinking about what the singer, the artist is singing about rather than the music. The music is what elevates my mood or gets me sad. The music is what ramps me up. Mm-hmm. And so I like to hear, you know, just anything from lounge to hip hop. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, not hip hop, but house music.
House music.
Ooh, oh. I get some bopping. I get the traffic. It doesn't matter. It's if their house music is on, mm-hmm. and it incorporates like some old school stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So what is very interesting about that is that your next pick, it is so funky, but it starts as something that sounds like it's going to be like scratch DJ stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's play this. This is from the Playadors, mm-hmm. and Anita Jackson, and it's a remix of Pain.
I'm in a real bad situation. That pain be knocking at my door. And just when I think I got it under control, he keep coming. Get the monkey off my back. And the pain, it feels so good that I just keep coming back.
And that is Playadors and Anita Jackson with Pain, the remix. So there's some key lyrics there. Mm-hmm. What is it about this song that made you want to make sure everyone, you know, who's listening would know about it?
So remember the song Good Morning Heartache by Billie Holiday?
Mm-hmm.
This song is the bell-bottomed, big, fluffy, nappy afro version of Good Morning Heartache. This is what I'm thinking. And I say that because as I'm in menopause and everything right now. So now, like, when I'm getting out of chairs and I'm standing up, I go, ugh. And, you know, so it's adulting 201. I'm in that genre of my life. And so it's kind of a funky way to say I am Black, I'm old, and I'm a female, I'm single in St. Louis, and this is the song, okay. All About That Pain. So that's what it is.
I disagree with the old, but the making the sound of the getting up is funny because my great-nephew, who's a five-year-old, has started doing that because he hears my mom, his great-grandma, getting
gosh.
Up. He goes, ugh. And I'm like, what are you in pain for, sir? You just got here.
Yes. Paying bills.
Yeah.
Right. Credit score.
Ugh.
All of that.
Pain.
Yeah. Pain. All about that pain.
Yes. So we're going to move to one of our last picks for this month's edition. This is another choice that was made by Asia Mobley.
Yes.
And it is by Marvel Q. Maya, mm-hmm. set this up for us.
Yes. Yeah, so this song is Formation. It's another song, by the way, another artist that I was not hip to before Asia put me on. And I just simply asked Asia, who does Marvel remind her of? What mainstream artist puts Marvel in her mind?
if you think of a comparison, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Anthony Hamilton. Like, he's very soulful, so I always enjoy listening to him. He is from St. Louis. I actually got hip to him through Julian Keaton. I think he was managing him for a while, and I make the 314 playlist every year, so I was just kind of going down, like, through the gyms and trying to see, like, who I can find, and I came across him through Instagram. He's super low-key.
Be like,
cold as winter, baby, every on like 2 degrees. Only heat me up cause you know I got four-wheel drive. No, I'ma slide on you, baby, just let me find my keys. Love when you hit me up cause I know that it's warm inside. Your body like a fireplace. I know you only want me for one reason. To keep it real, that's cool with me. You know I'm moving seasons. Winter, I'm keeping a cold heart. It's summer, hot boy. Girl, I know you got options, but I got options too. But I'm glad we come together when that again can't come through. Better get you a big truck, boy, for the winter. You can't slide, there's somebody that will.
And that is Formation by Marvell Q. I think this is a song where if you're not paying attention to the lyrics, or maybe if you don't speak English, that you could miss what these lyrics mean. But this is a great sounding song.
Yeah, I love
it. I don't know if I agree with you, because I speak English and then I'm like, okay, I must be too old to understand. Because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of lingo that, no cap, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
See, this is why I disagree with this old business, but okay, we'll talk about it after the show.
And we can also, educate ourselves, right, as
yes,
to what is going
is
on here.
Experience.
Now, the last song for today is very clear with its message, and this is a pick that you made, Maya.
Yes, it's a very opposite vibe of the pick that I had earlier. So this is Galladay. The song is called Dallas. I got hip to Galladay from Music at the Intersection last year. He was on one of the satellite stages on that weekend, and you're going to hear the lyrics. I enjoy it. It's really funky. It reminds me of the 70s, and yeah, this is Galladay, Dallas.
Should've left your ass. Should've left your ass in Dallas. Look what you've done. Left my heart damaged. Turned me to a savage. Thought I patched you up with all your tears. 3 years later, you're still right here.
And that is Dallas by Galladay. So this is sort of a full circle thing.
Very full circle. We started with Lydia saying, thank you, St. Louis, for giving me my man. I'm so grateful. And then you have Galladay being like, I should have left you down yonder.
Yeah. left you there.
Yes.
It is so petty. It's vivid. Yeah. Right. So
I probably
many
dated his uncle. That's probably, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably why, you know.
But this too, I think to that point of closing your eyes and like, what do you see? This definitely gives me like 70s vibes, lots of color, and lots of color commentary. So this has been great. We look forward to another edition. Tracy J. Shanklin is the host of The Sound at WSIE, and Maya Norfleet is a producer for St. Louis on the Air. Maya and Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Fun.
Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll meet the St. Louis father-son duo who'll be competing in the next season of The Amazing Race, which premieres on March 5th. We'll also get a rundown of new STL restaurant openings and closings, and do a quick check-in about city elections the day before St. Louis's primary election on Tuesday. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Maya Norfleet, Danny Wisentowski, Emily Woodbury, and Alex Hoyer. Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr, and our production intern is Jada Jones. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you for listening. I'm Elaine Cha.
This episode was produced and edited by Maya Norfleet.
With production assistance by Jada Jones.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.